You're listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. On this Mubarak blessed day of the 9th of Muharram 1441, tonight is the auspicious night of Ashura, and tomorrow Tuesday will be the day of Ashura, insha'Allahul Aziz. So let me give you a report back of our past week's activities, and mashallah, everything went well with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. We say, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. So Monday night, mashallah, we had our Q&A on Arafat, Hatia and myself. It went very well with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. On Tuesday, after Asr, I went to Darul Zakaria. Normally, I go on Wednesdays, but because I was leaving for Durban on Wednesday, so I went there, and mashallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib was very surprised. I explained to Hazrat that Wednesday, that is last week, I'm leaving for Durban, and therefore came on Tuesday. So mashallah, we spent some time together, and I attended the class as well for about half an hour. And then I had to rush back because Isha I have to read in the Jami Masjid there in Lens, and thereafter we have lessons and tafsir. So I spoke about Muharram and all the related issues and explained the entire incident of Karbala and who are the people who really martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Thereafter, mashallah, Wednesday we did the program and then we rushed to the airport. And mashallah, everything was fine. We landed there and Hafiz Suhail Wahid, Almighty Allah reward him, picked us up at the airport here at King Shaka. And our first program was in Vellum. Maulana Abid Khan, Maulana Dawood Wahid are the imams there. MashaAllah, they're doing a great work, giving the community sterling service. And our supper was there by Haji Asmal, you know, they call him Boxer. So he, MashaAllah, always goes out of his way to make us so comfortable. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward him. Our Muhammad Salim Asmal, MashaAllah, is always there, helping, assisting us and the entire team. May all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward him. So Wednesday night we started off our Muharram lectures, and our first lecture was to do with the Hijra calendar, the calendar regarding Islam, the lunar calendar, the history of it and the virtues of it and so forth. And then we compared it with the Gregorian calendar and the inconsistencies one finds in the Gregorian calendar. Everything of Islam is the best, and we need to share it with the rest as well. And that is our duty as the Ummah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, mashallah, on Thursday morning in the Umslanga Masjid, also after Fajr, that Mona Venker was there and we gave them some advices regarding Muharram and related issues. And thereafter, on Thursday, we had a program, mashallah, that is on the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road, and that was between Maghrib and Isha. Hafiz Uwais Sufi is the trustee there, and he always requests that we should have programs there. Almighty Allah reward him, reward the entire Sufi family. Hazrat Sufi Sahib Rahimahullah was a Waliullah, and his contribution to South Africa, Africa and the world can never ever be forgotten. So we believe in the great, great people and awliyaullah. So mashallah, we spoke about the Hubbu Ahlul Bayt, to love the Ahlul Bayt and the honorable family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. who were Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, we enlightened the listeners regarding all these issues. Friday morning again, mashallah, in the Umslanga Masjid. And then we had to translate the khutbah. So mashallah, we find that I came to where my wife's niece and them are, next to Masjid al-Hilal. And from there we translated the khutbah. Maulana Ishaq Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala reward him. And it, his house is very, very near Masjid al-Hilal in Overport. And Sheikh Usama Khayyat rendered the khutbah. And it was all to do about Muharram and Ashura and related issues. He mentioned the names of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad in his khutbah and sermon. Alhamdulillah. Thereafter, mashallah, we had to then have lunch at Haji Muhammad Ikhlas place. All might Allah reward Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, grant him complete shifa, shifa-e kamil, and his parents and his wife, his children, his brother, sister, all might Allah grant all of them siha, afia, greater capital also to the capital group. So we met there and everything went well. And then we had to leave from there for Maritzburg because the program was there in Maritzburg. Mashallah, we arrived there. It was around Asr time. And there I met my Haji Bhai. Mashallah, these are two brothers. And they are Haji Imtiaz Mangera and Haji Muhammad Mangera. They all were with me. And mashallah, all might Allah reward them youngsters. And you know, I had some work to do with them. And all might Allah reward all of them, mashallah, for their great, great contribution towards Islam. And mashallah, how they help the Hajis there as well than all of us. So all might Allah accept everyone's Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. Maulana Ahmad Aku's residence then we went to, and mashallah, thereafter we had some, you know, tea and visited brother A.K. Yusuf also. He also wasn't well, but mashallah, he has recovered. So all might Allah reward all of them as well. After Maghrib was supper, and that was by Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's sister and brother-in-law's place, brother Fahim. So mashallah, big crowd there, and we had our supper. My niece is also there, my sister's daughter, and brother Yunus Muhammad, and Moana Abdul Aziz Amot, our student also, Moana Triple A, as they call him. So they all went out of the way. So we had a program there in Mountain Rise Masjid, and mashallah, the Imam Suleiman Bamji is the Imam there. And you know, he introduced and they had Kirat and Naat and so forth. And thereafter I spoke about the what led to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, and who really caused the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. So we gave out the notes to the ulama. I gave it to Ma Abdul Aziz Amot and said, distribute this amongst the ulama. So it was none other than the Shia. They are the ones, in their own works and books is written clearly, that they murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. They martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. So therefore, Almighty Allah's punishment is upon them in various, various ways. Because till today, they say that, remember, they love Sayyidina Hussein, they love the Ahlul Bayt, but Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, told them, Mustafa sallallahu will tell them on the day of Qiyamah, qatiltum itrati, that you killed people of my family, and that is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, wantahaktum hurmati, and you desecrated our exalted rank of the household of Nabi alayhi salam, falastum min ummati, you're not part of this ummah, you are excluded, you're out of the fold of Islam. Al-Ihtijaj is their book, Tabrasi is their author. So what can make it more clearer? When Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter Fatima Sughra told them that you are the people who murdered my dada Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and my beloved father Sayyidina Hussein, they admitted it openly in the form of poetry. Qatalna Aliyan wa bani Aliyi bi suyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. They said yes, they murdered, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Sayyidina Ali, and they murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, forbid, Allah forbid. And they used the swords and the spears made in India. Again, ihtijaj, written by Tabarasi. All this from Iran. So remember that everything is crystal clear. May Almighty Allah protect us from the evil of the enemies. So this was now on Friday night. We spent the night there. And that is by our brother, my niece's house, and my brother Yunus Muhammad. Allah reward him, his family, give shifa to his father, mother, and all those who are ill. Then we received the news that brother Shiraz Isa, he was with us in Hajj. His father is critical and in ICU. So late at night, mashallah, we went there, and brother Shu'aib, mashallah, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's nephew, took us there to this ICU. And, you know, we made dua, and he was very, very bad, critical condition. And, you know, we said Saturday morning after the program in Masjid Salihin, where Maulana Mehter is. So we had a program. And thereafter, again, we went to the hospital. And this time, Haji Saab, Haji Ahmed Isa was well and spoke to me. And he was very happy, you know. So we made dua again for him and so forth. So mashallah, that day we thought he's in his road to recovery. But then Sunday he passed away. And Sunday night was his janazah at 10:30 last night. So again, we had to go to the janazah from Durban. So Almighty Allah grant him and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Grant the family Sabre Jamil as well. So always when you lose senior people, he's the brother of Haji Juma Isa, who comes with us for Hajj, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant them, make it easy for the entire family. Then I had to return from Pietermaritzburg, my wife and myself, mashallah, and we made it in time here, there to the Ansar, you know, center for the Umrah seminar, and that was arranged by Hafiz Hussein Wadi, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward him. And that was between 10:30 to 11:30, so 10:20 we were back, and mashallah, we carried out and discussed that, you know, the ziyarat to Medina Munawwara, and the Umrah, and all the related issues. Mohan Abdurrahim Khan was there as well. And mashallah, Almighty Allah reward him. He initiated all these Hajj seminars, Umrah seminars many, many years ago with Radio Al Ansar. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward Mohan A.R. Khan for his sterling yeoman service to the Ummah for many, many years. And on Thursday, I visited my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia as well in the morning. And Hafiz was very, very happy, mashallah. Whenever we come, so we can't forget our honorable asatiza, our teachers and so forth. So that was Thursday morning that we visited Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. Thereafter, mashallah, that is now Saturday, so we had another program, and that was in Ispingo Hills. So I had to go to my sister's place and brother-in-law's place in Ispingo Beach, and mashallah, the whole family were there, and we had lunch, that is lunch by Hafiz Muhsin Randeri, mashallah, he, his wife, and mashallah, their daughter Maryam, they visited us in our flat also in the North Coast, and you know that they were so happy. And we said, okay, fine. So Saturday we had lunch there by them, and we met the in-laws and everyone of Hafiz Muhsin. So Almighty Allah reward them. Wonderful, wonderful people. Almighty Allah bless them with more and more pious children. Make the children Qurrata A'yun. And Maryam was also very, very happy. She called me Dada, you know. So that is because Hafiz Muhsin father and then passed away in an accident. Father and mother, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And they were very, very young. They're all from Newcastle, so we know the entire family. Allah make it easy for all of them. So in the evening, then we went there to my sister and them in Ispingo Beach. And mashallah, she invited my nieces and invited my cousins. And we had a big function there. And my nephews and them were there as well. So big function there in Ispingo Beach. Allah Ta'ala keep the muhabbat and the love always within our families. And always remember, if you want unity in the family, do two things. Read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the creator of love. So unite the hearts of the Ummah and bring within us the unity. Second thing is, for unity to prevail, you must have unity on Haqq. You can't have unity on batil, on falsehood. We say we want to be united with the Shias or Ahmadis, Qadianis, Aga Khanis. Nay. Islam says that it will never happen and is not permissible and is unlawful as well. Watawa so bil haq, so unity must be based on truth. And to achieve and obtain this unity, there is one vital ingredient which is missing today in 90%, 80% of the people and families. And that is tawadu, humility. So rather give others preference over ourselves, and you will see that how Almighty Allah brings unity between husband, wife, between parents and children, between brothers, sisters, between colleagues and employees. So wherever we are, you will see if we adopt these qualities, then always there'll be unity, alhamdulillah. Thereafter, on Saturday night, we had to go to the Ispingo Hills Masjid. MashaAllah, big crowd there as well. All with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. And there we spoke about the manaqib and the virtues of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. The ulama were very, very disappointed that why we ended at 9 o'clock. I told them, no, all the programs after Isha are designated for 8 to 9. And there are three different stations, Sirius FM, Radio Lansar, International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. They said, no, you should go on till 9:30, 10 o'clock. So alhamdulillah, they have that great, great hope and inspiration and desire that to learn more and more about who the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be. So that was, mashallah, Saturday night, and then I slept there at my sister's place in Ispingo Beach. And then Sunday morning we read Fajr Salat at Ta'limuddin, the Darul Uloom there by Mufti Ibrahim Saliji, mashallah. Mona Elias Patel was there and he requested that I should give some advice to the students. So mashallah, a few minutes we gave some advice to the students, and I was very, very tired, to be honest. So thereafter we rested, and then I went back because I had to the flat there in the North Coast. Because I had two programs, one was in the afternoon, the Q&A with Hafez Hussain Wadi, 2 to 4. So on all three stations, Radio Lansar and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. And the Sunday night program in Mir Bank after Isha. So mashallah, we finished all that. That is the program, 2 to 4. And thereafter, again, Hafiz Muhsin Randeri, he brought me, took me back. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward him. His wife, she's a doctor and an optician, mashallah. So she is the one who stayed there with my wife to give her company, because they were all met up in Hajj. So it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And thereafter, mashallah, that after Isha, that Maghrib time again, we were, you know, stand becoming towards the Mir Bank Masjid. And mashallah, they really revamped that masjid, made it very, very nice, extended it. Almighty Allah reward the trustees and all the officials of the Mir Bank Masjid. And Maulana Ismail Kareem, my nephew, so mashallah, he's doing great service there, free of charge, gratis. He's there for the past 11, 12 years with Maulana Zubair. He also, mashallah, is giving good service. So the masjid was quite full, and there we discussed, because we received the news now, Haji Ahmed Isa had just passed away, and his janaza was for last night, Sunday night, 10:30. So we spoke about the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and what will happen when we have to face this death and reality. And thereafter we spoke about the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the hadith in Tabarani teaches us, addibu awladakum ala thalathi khilal. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, teach your children, discipline your children, inculcate within your children three qualities. Hubba nabiyyikum, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We mentioned several incidents regarding that. Wa hubba ahlil bayt, and the love of the household and family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa tilawatil Quran, and the love for the noble Quran. So we gave many incidents, mashallah. Thereafter 9 o'clock we finished, went to the Vauda's ready for tea, and then Maulana Ismail Kareem, my nephew, myself left for Pietermaritzburg, and mashallah we arrived there at around 20 past 25 past 10. Half past 10 was the janaza. Maulana Suleiman Bamji performed the janaza and they requested that I should make the dua. So there was a big crowd there for, you know, late at night. But we decided that after the dua, then we will return. But, you know, my nephew and my niece and them all insisting. So we had tea and what have you, came back 1 o'clock here, back to the North Coast. And, you know, it was very, very tiring. MashaAllah, this morning, Monday, we were back there in Umslanga Masjid. And we had the program with Mona Arafat in the early part of the morning. And we had a program of Nasiha and so forth after the Fajr Salat in Umslanga. And now we went in the morning to Tongat. My family is there. Dr. Junaid Arbi, you know, his father was also a doctor. He passed away. Dr. Junaid Arbi's mother is my very, very close family and she's not well. So we went to visit the family and so forth. All my Allah, Jalla wa'ala, grant them Shifa-e Kamil. Thereafter, mashallah, I came back here to the studio to do the tafsir, and mashallah, our brother Bilal Zikali and our brother Dawood Monli, Hafiz Suhail Wahid, and now Mona Khalid also is here. So all may Allah reward our entire team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And today in the tafsir, with the help and mercy of all may Allah Jalla Wala, that we started Surah wa Nazi'at. Maybe many listeners are unaware. Let me just give you a very brief history. It was on the 22nd of January 2001 that I started the tafsir of the Noble Quran with CII. And that was my first broadcast. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we completed that tafsir in 2009. Then started the Quran Sharif tafsir a second time, and that was now daily, Monday to Friday. And we completed the Quran Sharif with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in 2014. And then we started the Quran Sharif tafsir, because Quran tafsir, we can never ever stop. We have to continue. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif, in the service of the Sunnah Mubarakah, in the service of Deenul Islam. That is what our aim, objective should be. So alhamdulillah, now we started last week with the 30th Juz, Amma Yatasa'aloon, and today we started with Nazi'at. So this is the third time now. Make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accepts it, and Almighty Allah grant us ikhlas, istiqamah, steadfastness, sincerity and qabuliyat. So alhamdulillah, now you have come listening to the report of last week's activities. And today, inshallah, between quarter past 6 and half past 6, quarter past 6 and quarter past 7, 6:15 to 7:15, we will be in the Avondale Masjid from Maghrib till Isha. And the program will be on Ashura, on Karbala, Muharram, and many related issues, inshallah. Then 8 to 10, inshallah, will be the Q&A. Mona Arafat Atia will be in our Lanesia studio, and I'll be here, inshallah, Aziz, in our Durban studio. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Remember, the Ummah is suffering in so many parts of the world. Make dua, all may Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa, all our masajid. We're receiving so many news regarding the Nugget Street Masjid in Johannesburg. So may all may Allah protect all our masajid and all the Muslims throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
You're listening to Markaz Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.